This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. government has seized control of Iranian websites it accuses of spreading disinformation. We get information from AP correspondent Jennifer Quinn. King.
The move by American authorities appears to be a far-reaching crackdown on Iranian media. An official who spoke on condition of anonymity said the U.S. had seized roughly three dozen websites, visits to the address of a handful of sites, including Iran State Television's English language arm, produced a federal notice that said the websites were seized as part of law enforcement action. Also taken down the domain name for the news website Palestine Today and a satellite news channel for Yemen's Houthi rebel group. The takedown comes just days after the election victory of Iran's hardline judiciary chief, Ibrahim Raisi, known for his hostility to the West. Jennifer King, Washington.
The UN's top envoy for Afghanistan urged the international community Tuesday to do everything possible to push the Taliban and the government from the battlefield back to the negotiating table, warning that inertia and the lack of action might lead to more years of bloodshed and conflict. Deborah Lyons told the UN Security Council that she cannot overstate her concern at the current situation, saying every major trend, politics, security, the peace process, the economy, the humanitarian emergency, and tackling COVID-19 is either negative or stagnant. She said the Taliban's increasing violence over the past year, even as now stalled peace talks began in Qatar in September, and it is the latest intensified military campaign, all have led to significant advances for the insurgents. Again, the UN's top envoy for Afghanistan is urging the international community to do everything possible to push the Taliban and the government from the battlefield back to the negotiating table. This is VOA News. Canada and China have sparred over human rights at the UN-backed Human Rights Council. Canada and 40 other countries are urging China to allow immediate, meaningful, and unfettered access so independent observers can visit the western Xinjiang region. Also Tuesday, a Chinese envoy called on Canadian authorities to stop violations of human rights at home. The mutual finger-pointing, which preceded admissions from Canada's envoy about shortcomings in her country's rights record, came in debate at the UN-backed Human Rights Council. The showdown exposed the ongoing rift between the West and allies of China, which has been increasingly pushing back against criticism of its human rights record and its treatment of its Muslim Uyghurs. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the U.S. House will conduct its own investigation into the deadly incursion at the U.S. Capitol that took place in January.
At a private leadership meeting, an insider tells the Associated Press, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that she's creating a new committee that will investigate the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of this year. The announcement comes after last month's test vote in the Senate, in which Republican lawmakers blocked the proposal from going forward.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he will support long-debated changes to the military justice system that would remove decisions on prosecuting sexual assault cases from military commanders. In the statement obtained by the Associated Press, Austin says that he supports taking those sexual assaults and related crimes away from the chain of command and letting independent military lawyers handle them. Hong Kong's Court of Appeal upheld on Tuesday a court decision to deny a trial by jury to the first person charged under a new national security law, a landmark decision that marks a departure from the global financial hub's common law tradition. Last month, the court of first instance in the high court ruled that Tong Yingkit would face a trial without jury, citing a perceived risk of the personal safety of jurors and the family members. That's according to his lawyer, who has appealed. Police say that Tong carried a sign reading, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times," and drove his motorbike into officers during a protest on July 1st, knocking several down on a narrow street before falling over and getting arrested. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.